it was low key as in comparison to pretty much the last few weekends in terms of people competing, but still some very strong performances. And we'll start with Belfast yesterday, Saturday. That is, Nikita Burke was the first woman across the line, the County Athletic Club athlete, first woman across the line in the Joe Seeley 10K. Now, that's a very big quality, a kind of traditional race in Belfast with about 1,000 athletes competing. And so she had a PB performance once again over the 10K, so 34 odd. So very, very, very positive from her. Continues to run well. And for an added bonus, really, we had Katrina Jennings from Letterkenny finishing third. So 1-3 Letterkenny in the Seeley Cup. So well done there. And in the men's race, well, the leading athlete there, again, a very competitive. All the leading Northern runners competing in the event, Jared Galler from Finn Valley. He had a massive PB yesterday, finishing ninth place in the 10K, and his 10K time would have been 31:43. So he'd be happy with that. He's trained hard, and he's getting the just reward for his hard training right now. And then another serious result for Teresa McGloin, Teresa Doherty. And she was in Dublin in the Phoenix Park yesterday, 5K, the Jingle Bells 5K, again a traditional event that has grown up in the last 10, 15 years. And about 1,500 competing in that in the Phoenix Park yesterday. And the first woman across the line, Teresa Doherty, she ran a 16:15 5K yesterday. That's a very, very impressive PB for her. She'll be really, really, really happy about that. And she's actually running better now than ever she's done in all of the years. And, she had the Masters victory a few weeks. She just missed out on the European cross-country team last weekend by about 20, 30 seconds. And, she's finishing seventh, six go next weekend to Tilburg for that European cross-country championships. So, she was unlucky there. But her performances are absolutely bang on week in, week out, and 16:15 5K is a really strong performance. What else had we? Well, today we had today just earlier this morning. Conditions good indeed this morning, but rather wet in Donegal right now. But this morning it was a lovely morning, and we had Jimmy McBride. It was the Turkey Trot, the traditional event in Letterkenny, where people are asked to suggest what time they feel they could run 5K. And now it's a tough query, really, to say what can you run 5K. And the people who get nearest or bang on time that they predict will get the turkeys. And today the story was about Jimmy McBride. He got it bang on. He was about 24 minutes and he got his time bang on. So that was a pretty big achievement. And about 130 or 40 athletes turned up for that. So good morning there. A traditional event, as they say, and 7 or 8 or 9 turkeys. The Letterkenny Food Bank was the charity for that one. So that was the story there. Back at Finn Valley, there was the Donegal Youth Squad, the Donegal Youth Endurance Squad, were having a really good training morning, led by Mark Connolly. And the director of coaching in Donegal, Mary O'Callaghan, has been setting up some very positive event squad sessions over the last couple of months. So well done to her. And this one this morning was again a great success. So it's all about developing and moving forward and so on, and coaches learning and parents learning, and there was a good lot of coaches and a good lot of parents. So it was a positive morning. So where are we next weekend? Well, next weekend, the European Cross Country, of course. There's a national 20 and 30K walk championships and Masters 5K championships in the St. Anne's Park in Raheny. There's at least 3 Donegal athletes involved in that. Sinead McConnell's in the Masters 5K. Brendan Boyce is involved, obviously, in the senior 30K championship. And Brian O'Donnell, who had a really good performance in Malaga in the World Masters Walk Championship some months ago, he's going in the 30K as well. So I'll be in Dublin next Saturday reporting from that. And then there's Tilburg on Sunday. Let's hope for some success there. Anne-Marie McGlynn is the sole Donegal representative in the European Cross Country Championships on this occasion. She goes in the senior women's race, and we'll just have to watch that space, as they say, and see how the Irish teams perform. But best of luck and good wishes to Anne-Marie McGlynn. She had a great run, of course, to qualify to make the team last weekend. So that's where we're at. And then we'll bounce on then, of course, to national underage championships and novice championships the following weekend in Navan, and then it's the St. Stephen's Day 5K, the traditional St. Stephen's Day 5K on the roads in around the round around Balderface, Tranorga on St Stephen's Day. And of course, on St Stephen's Day as well, Cranford had their traditional cross-country race as well. So something for everybody through the next few weekends. But right now, it's just about those results that we had today.